Your ministry many times comes from the wound you have received. Do you agree with that? The place where you are most alive comes from the place where you have struggled the most. And our guest today, I believe, is evidence of that truth. 20 years ago, and then some, she wrote about her experience of relocating 14 times. And through those moves, she developed a heart, particularly for women who were uprooted and untethered. She began a ministry, developed a study, and wrote a book titled After the Boxes Are Unpacked. Interesting sidelight. My wife had Susan Miller on the program Midday Connection 20 years ago. Today, she's unpacking the boxes one more time with us. Her new expanded edition of the book will release again in April. It's titled After the Boxes Are Unpacked, Moving On After Moving In. And if you have had experience with this, and especially if you are a woman and you have had a struggle through this, or a new struggle, you just moved into this new place, you've unpacked all the boxes, or most of them, and you are in this place where you don't know anybody or very few people, I want you to hear what Susan is going to say here today, because I think it's going to be encouraging to you. Or if you are facing a move and you're leaving some really, really dear people, or if you're moving again after moving time after time after, it's just because you're in the military or your spouse is in the military. Is it true that it's harder for women? Is that a sexist thing to say? I want to talk with Susan about that. And we'll do it right now on Chris Fabry Live. Let me tell you, here's the number, 877-548-3675. Helping us out behind the glass darkly is Nate McMillan, our senior producer. Ryan McConaughey is our technical producer. Frodo Washburn, even though he's not with us, he's doing all things assistant producer-wise. And answering your calls today, the FullColorLife.co's Hannah P. back with us. Thank you, Hannah, for coming here, for staying long today. She does a morning thing, and she's on, we're not even going to tell you how many cups of coffee she's had to stay awake today. Trish McMillan's our consulting producer. Our website is chrisfabrylive.org, where you can find out more about us. The links, if you ever have a question, I get emails and say, hey, Chris, you had a guest on last week, and I can't find that book that you were talking. Well, I tell you what, you'd go ahead and email me, it's fine. But it might be easier for you if you just write this website down, chrisfabrylive.org, F-A-B as in fab, F-A-B-R-Y, chrisfabrylive.org. You go there, and then you click on through the past program or the program for that day, and you can see just about everything you'll need to know. And if you can't find it, then send me an email or get my phone number. Susan Miller's many experiences with relocation developed her desire to help women facing similar challenges. She's founded the ministry Just Moved to meet the needs of women in their adjustment and transition. She and her husband Bill are the parents of two adult children, four grandchildren now. Unless that's changed, they live in Scottsdale, Arizona. Susan, how in the world are you?
Well, Chris, it is delightful to be in touch with the Fabry family again after 20 years.
Isn't that great? I showed my wife, I showed Andrea this, and she said, I remember Susan Miller.
Just absolutely.
Great
what
fun.
What a joy.
Yes. So how did you wind up in Scottsdale?
Well, it was a corporate move, Chris, and like all of my other 14 moves, it was a corporate move in the hotel industry, and you're moved every 2 to 3 years on the corporate level, and so we were just playing that game of corporate life, and yes, that's how I ended up here.
A lot of people see this in the military, and like you say, in the corporate world. One of our station managers emailed Nate this morning, and he said he and his wife have been married 43 years. They are at their 24th address in 43 years. Pat Conroy died last week, and his dad was a Marine Corps fighter pilot. And in his life, when he was 15 years old, he was attending his 11th school because they were traveling around. So this is not a new thing. This has happened through the years, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We live in a mobile society, and we move. I mean, there are over 35 million people that move every year. And, you know, it affects not only the spouse, the wife, or in the military, it just affects both spouses as well as in a family life. So it really reaches every aspect of your life when you move.
But you specifically wanted to talk to women who are going through this. And I threw out the whole, if anytime you target one or the other, people will accuse you of something. This is not a sexist thing to say that, you know, that you are reaching into the wife's heart, because that's where you were coming from, right?
Well, absolutely, Chris. And the thing that I have discovered over the years, and of course, the book is written for women, and our ministry is for women to encourage them. But a move is something a woman feels and a man does. Usually, a man has a checklist, and he just checks his list and he's on to the next thing, whereas with a woman, she loses that sense of community. She loses that sense of self, that sense of belonging, leaving behind everything familiar to face the unfamiliar.
That makes a lot of sense. A woman feels it, a man does it, because we just moved to a new house a year and a half ago. And I remember getting ready for all of this and the angst that my wife had with, and it, she's all for the move, and it was really across town. So it was, you know, it's not that big a deal. All we got to do is pack it up and get a truck and go, you know, but for her, there was something deeper that was going on, even though we hadn't really planted in that community of, and that's what I think you're talking about leaving those relationships and those people behind that you really love. So I'd love to hear your response to what Susan's talking about today. 877-548-3675. Is she right that a woman feels the move and a man does the move? You can ask a question, make a comment. 877-548-3675. What's been the response over the last 20 years? Give me just a thumbnail sketch of some of the things that people said.
Well, people have felt disconnected, disillusioned, discouraged. You know, women feel like that they have had, which a move is, a tangible loss. You know, people are uprooted and displaced by location. So, you know, it lives with you. That pain of separation and that reality of feeling rootless, it's hard to start over. Yes. For a woman, and it's hard to put your roots down again. It takes a lot of effort, and there are new challenges today, too, than there were 20 years ago.
I want to talk about those. Well, you know, Facebook brings us all together, right? I mean, there is no geography with Facebook because we're all brought together. But that, you know, when you turn off the computer, it goes away. I want to know, though, what people have said in the last 20 years since you wrote the book. What kind of feedback have you gotten from women, especially, who have talked with you about this?
Well, the book has been a lifeline for women to begin to start over. It roots and grounds them in Jesus Christ. And, you know, the message is, you know, I hear over and over again, Chris, is, you know, you understand, you identify with me. This has been so hard on my marriage. It's been hard on my children. You know, I'm lonely. It's just, those are the things you hear over and over again, no matter what season of life you're in. There's that adjustment, that emotional adjustment of leaving everyone that's familiar behind, the emotional adjustment of dealing with your feelings. And these are the things that constantly surface for movers, whether it was 20 years ago or even today, because so many of them feel so alone.
Yes. Yeah, and as you're talking about the difference between men and women, see, I always looked at moves as kind of an adventure. It's like, what are we going to experience now that's been different than what we've had before? You know, what new vistas and all of that? And it's not the same. I mean, my wife had some of the same feelings, but not, there wasn't this carefree, I don't know how to describe it or explain it. She was weighed down by the moves in ways that I wasn't. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, there you go with the feelings. You know, she's weighed down with it because she feels there's so many aspects of a move that affect her life, not only being uprooted, but all that it takes to start over again, to plug in again, you know, to find services and doctors and set up a home or start a career again. I mean, it is a very heavy, heavy thing for a woman to go through.
Do you ever want to move back? Have you ever wanted to go back to one of those 14 places where you've lived previously?
Well, now don't get me to admit how much I love Atlanta, Georgia. And I've often said I've got one foot in the Georgia clay and one foot in the Arizona sand. But no, I am content here in Arizona, and this is my home, and I have children in Atlanta as well as here. And so things are going well. I have learned never to say never, but at this point, I am content right here where I am.
Yes. John Trent writes, Susan's doing a tremendous job of helping women deal with the trauma of transition. You can find out more about her featured resource, the new expanded edition of After the Boxes Are Unpacked. We'll take your calls for Susan Miller straight ahead on Chris Fabry Live.
To reach the studio now, call 877-LIVE-675. That's 877-LIVE-675.
We're going to go to your calls early today because I want Susan Miller to help as many people who are walking through this, male, female, 877-548-3675. After the boxes are unpacked, moving on. After moving in, the new and expanded edition, it'll come out in April, but you can find it at our website, chrisfabrylive.org. Susan Miller is our guest, and I'm captured by this, you know, your bio on the back. After relocating 14 times, Susan Miller developed a compassion heart for women uprooted by a move, and it says all of these other things about, you know, the study being offered around the globe in churches, homes, community centers, military chapels, where women are trying to put down roots. And then it says, Susan was married for 45 years to her beloved husband, Bill, until his death. Now, I want you to stop, just take a breath right there and tell me how you walked through that. You know, there's another untethered feeling and a thing that you had to walk through. Susan, what was that like?
Well, absolutely. And Chris, what I learned was that the very basic principles in my book, little did I know when I wrote the book that the principles of letting go and starting over and moving forward would apply to women in any loss, any change in life. And when I lost Bill, and women understand this, you know how hard it is to pick up broken pieces of your life when your world has been shattered and the pieces never fit the same anymore. Your whole life is altered. But I learned that there isn't a life change so traumatic that God can't restore you, and there is no pain so deep that God cannot heal you. And I learned that there are no circumstances that is without God's presence. You know, I learned the very principles that I teach came back to comfort me, and the very fact that everything I've ever learned and experienced and know about Jesus will give you strength for a time such as this, and you can truly rest in his promises and rely on his word.
Was there one thing that helped more than another, especially in those early days of the loss?
Well, the support of friends, that your support system is huge. That can mean the world to you to have people step into your life, into that brokenness, and be a friend to you and come alongside you. And the fact that to take time to grieve. And, you know, it's the same with moving. Moving is a loss. and a change, and you have to take time to grieve, and you do with other changes in life. And with Bill's death, I had to take time to step back and allow myself to grieve and to know that God's grace and mercy would be there for me as I pushed on to survive. And, yes, you know, it was just that constant reminder of, oh my goodness, Susan, these are the things you've taught, and now you're understanding how that you may be living with brokenness, but that there is hope anchored in Christ.
You dedicate the book in memory of Bill. 20 years ago, I dedicated the first edition of this book to my beloved husband with the words, "I'd follow you to the ends of the earth. One day I'll follow you to our eternal home, and we will be together again." And you know how, to be married 45 years to the same person is, you know, it's an extraordinary thing in this day and age. To have a book that was published 20 years ago and is still around and still helping people, Susan, that's a miraculous thing too, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And, you know, by the grace of God, it continued over the 12 years to be timeless and to be to minister to women going through loss and change of moving. And now, of course, I've expanded it to touch the lives of those going through any major loss or change, because the principles in the book have remained the same. And I apply them also to those going through other life changes and losses. Yeah. But it is amazing, and it is by God's grace. I didn't set out to write a book that would be 20 years old and then updated, but the fact that it is so full of Scripture and so applicable to where a woman walks through the journey of being uprooted in life has stayed the same.
Well, let's see what our listeners say. Moving is something a woman feels and a man does. Is that true? And do you have a question, a comment? Susan Miller's our guest. After the boxes are unpacked, the new expanded edition is featured at our website, chrisfabrylive.org. You can find out more right there. First up is Connie in Tennessee. Connie, you're on with Susan Miller.
Hello, hello. How are you both?
Hi, great. Connie.
How are you?
It's I'm funny. Doing I'm, well. I'm, thank you.
I'm actually moving in my new place today, and I'm cleaning, and I'm unpacking, and I'm listening to Chris, and then you come on, and I just have to laugh because it is exactly what I go through. It was a big move, you know. So,
what about your husband? Has he faced it the same way?
Well, no, actually, my husband, he took the move fairly well. I knew I had to come south. I lived in Illinois for many years. Well, it's where I was born. My parents retired and came back to the place where they were born. So I have many aunts and uncles all around, plus my parents, and my father's in his 90s. And I've been so lucky to come here and where I've been coming all my life for vacations. My husband doesn't have anyone here, no family, nobody that he knew, and he just moved right in and acted like he's been here forever. And it hurt. I mourned for my home that I left for 20 years, my friends, and the stores I went to. Everything, and it hit me very hard. And you would think that it wouldn't, because, like I said, I came to a place where my sisters and brothers are here and my parents. But
Connie, I think that's why it's harder for you, because it's supposed to be now. You know, even though you're leaving this thing, it's okay, and leaving that behind, and that's sad. Look at all you have here. Look, and that almost makes you feel more guilty for not moving in and, you know, just moving on with your life. Susan, what do you say to that?
Well, Connie, you have just put feet and life to everything I have been saying, and how my book works within the parameters of just what you've been feeling. You are hurt. That's a deep emotion. You do miss stores. People laugh at that and think that's funny, but you miss places and you miss what is all, you know, what you're accustomed to, your routine, your schedule, your relationships, and all of those feelings, I'm here to validate them. What you feel is real. You will get through it. And you will begin the process of starting over. But as right now, this is fresh in you, and it is like a wound, and it is something you're going through, a grieving process, no doubt about it.
Connie, keep listening to the program, because the three parts of the book are part one, let go, part two, start over, and part three, move forward. So we'll be talking about that as we talk with other callers. Deborah is in Naples, Florida. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
Great to talk with you. What's your question or comment?
Yeah. Same thing. I couldn't believe I was in the car and I heard this this topic. I'm here in Florida. I've been here actually 1 year as of yesterday, and I left the small business. I had a small salon for 15 years, and my husband lost his job and found another job here, and, you know, we have a house, and in order for me to stay back where we left, I would have had to, you know, sign, you know, maybe we had to sell our house, and we purchased another house here. And so it was like the business gone, the house gone, my children are back there, all of my friends, all of my clients are upset with me. So it's like it's been such a huge change. I'm starting over. I have a small clientele, but, you know, it's a very slow seasonal area here. And it's just such a huge change that I just can't really wrap my mind around it.
Do you want to move back, Deborah?
I do, but I don't know if it's because of so much change or if it's because that's what I should do, you know?
That's a good question. Is that a normal feeling to have after a year, Susan, of being in a new place and, you know, feeling this way?
Yeah, you know, there is no time limit on your adjustment period. It's not something that I can say, oh, hey, you're going to be great in 3 months. I mean, it takes everybody with their own circumstances different periods of time to, you know, to feel rooted and grounded and to make friends and to start over. And it is so normal that first year, Deborah, to want to go back. I can remember sending all my friends the job applications thinking, oh, maybe they'll move out here with me. There's a great job here for them. Or just not wanting to get my driver's license or my license plate for Arizona because I kept thinking, oh, we're going to move back. We're going to move back. So, hey, you are normal, girl. You are normal.
I am there with you. I remember waiting so long not to go to, they call it the MVD in Arizona instead of the DMV, but not to go there because this is, you know, but we didn't. And here we are. Let me ask you another question from an email. Laura wants to know, I can't listen. I was wondering, how do we handle moving on as an older single person in her 60s? It's scary considering starting over without any connections. Is that any different, do you think?
Yeah, it is very hard on a single mover. You don't have that built-in support system. You don't have someone to come alongside you and carry heavy boxes or move furniture. And it is very hard when you're alone. And I totally, I deal with a lot of women, work with a lot of women who just need that extra attention and encouragement, and, you know, because it's just something that they struggle through, and it is a real feeling of aloneness. And I always encourage my single movers to join a church or get involved as quickly as possible, and sometimes when you don't have anybody to help you move, they're at youth groups at church, would love to help out. They raise money for missions or whatever, and they are available to help you. So there are resources, and I do talk about that in my book.
Yeah. Debbie in Ohio, you read the book years ago, right?
Yes, about 21 years ago. I had moved my first time, one of four times, with a two-year-old and a baby on the way. In fact, I delivered a week after I got to the new place. And very major move, major uprooting, definitely a major grief, and had no one really in my life at that time who understood what I was going through. And probably was right after your book was released, the Lord used that in my life. I heard you on A Focus on the Family and got the book, and boy, did that minister to me. Just having somebody affirm what I was feeling and that I wasn't crazy and that it was normal just, I think, really helped me then let go and move on and move forward in my subsequent moves. And since then, I every year I buy at least 5 to 10 of your books and hand them out as the Lord brings people into my life.
Well, it's new. It's expanded, Debbie. You're going to have to get the new version of After the Boxes Are Unpacked. I want to get Susan's response to that after we take a break. Oh, it's so vulnerable to have a baby and to move like that. More of your calls straight ahead here on Chris Fabry Live. I wish you could have heard what Debbie was saying to Susan in the break, and just the way, you know, the vulnerability that she felt as a young mom with this baby in this new place and not knowing, and just the feelings, the emotions, the struggles that she was going through, and how much this book helped her 21 years ago, After the Boxes Are Unpacked. I heard on Focus on the Family, too, you know, way back then. And so today, here she is, 21 years later, with a new expanded edition, our featured resource, chrisfabrylive.org. Susan Miller is joining us. So Susan, respond to that vulnerable position that Debbie was in. That was tough.
Yes, it really is. And women go through that when they move, because their feelings of loneliness, their feelings of just the grief they feel, and, you know, the fact that they have no one to turn to. They don't have that middle of the night friend that you can call when you feel vulnerable or when you feel alone. And with a new baby, and I think of all your listeners with small children or that may be pregnant or have little ones, and they move and they feel like, oh my goodness, you know, I've moved away from everything and everybody I know. And, you know, I always try to bring them back to focusing on Christ, that in our ever-changing world that we serve a God that is unchanging. And, you know, it's so hard. There's no way to color it easy. It is so hard. But if we keep our focus on Christ and not our circumstances and those vulnerable times of our life, we will get through it. And God will bring a friend in our life, and He will begin to make that wilderness of being new. He'll make it a new place.
Susan Miller is joining us today again. After the Boxes Are Unpacked, the new expanded edition is our featured resource at chrisfabrylive.org. Rhonda is in Sarasota, Florida. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm surprised that there is a ministry for this. I've been going through a grieving process of a move from Washington State to the Carolinas, and I'm just visiting in Florida right now. But, you know, you just wait for the grieving process to pass because and I'm really surprised that I feel this way, because we left a wonderful church to move to the other side of the country to be with our kids and our grandkids. And so, you know, I really thought that was going to be just what it was all about. I was really excited about it. But after I got here and the boxes were unpacked, I realized that I left my church family, and my husband and I were very active in the church there, and I left my women's ministry and where I was mentoring, you know, women and doing a Bible study every week, and it was growing, and it was wonderful. And my husband, he works during the day. He got a transfer to the other side, and we were overjoyed to come back to where our kids and grandkids were, but I was never expecting to be hit with the feeling of a little bit of depression of what I'm missing. I never thought that I would miss my church family as much as I have. And my kids, they, you know, because they're all grown up and they have kids of their own and we're here among them, they don't really understand, well, we're here. So, you know, why would you grieve for there? Which is, and I understand that with them, but, you know, and you feel a little guilty because here you are so blessed, you know, exceedingly abundantly to be with your family, and yet you're grieving for everything that you had before you got here.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what Susan's going to say to you, Rhonda. Susan, what do you say?
Oh, Rhonda, I'm just jumping in with you, honey. When I left Atlanta and moved to Phoenix, leaving my church home behind and the roles that I had in church, that was just tremendous loss for me. And, you know, the fact that you're going through a grieving process is just so normal. I want to tell you, first of all, you're not weird and you're not crazy, and it's okay to cry. And what you're going through is so normal. I mean, that depression and sadness, you know, the fact that you feel a little guilty, those are all real feelings. And, you know, deep down, you may even feel a little anger that you've left everything. And your kids, of course, think, hey, we're here. Why do you feel that way? But there's a part of you, there's a part of you that you left behind. And that identity in your church, of who you are as a leader. I mean, those are things that are devastating, Rhonda.
It just hurts me to the core. It does.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
I'm so blessed. God just opened the doors and I'm so blessed, but I just miss that sweet fellowship and, you know, what I, you know, and every Sunday when Sunday comes and we've been here a year, getting up to go look for that church, you know, is like, here we go. Where is it at? You know, just trying to find that church where you belong, you know, is a process all of itself, you know?
And you're probably never going to find the same thing, you know, the same feeling, the same place, the, you know, as back there. I just want to say to you, Rhonda, I'm really glad you got through today, because the depression, the struggle that you're having, I really believe says you had something really, really good. And that's a wonderful thing. That you miss it says something about, you know, the depth of the friendships and everything. So celebrate that you miss it rather than telling you're beating yourself up over the head for, you know, that you're blessed and your kids are there and everything. No, you go ahead and walk through that valley that you're feeling, because that is real. And I know that's what you're saying, Susan.
Absolutely, that you are grieving over loss. This was a tangible loss and a huge part of your life. But, you know, I address in the book the difference between cherishing and clinging. Right now, you are clinging to your church and all that you were involved in. But there will come a time that you will understand that to cherish it is to remember the memories, to cherish the sweetness of it, but that you cling to God and you cling to His Word, because He hasn't abandoned you. You're cut off from your church now, but you're not cut off from God. But it is real. Grief is real. You need to go through it, and you will come out on the other end. I always say the first three things you need to do when you move is find a church, find a church, find a church, and God will open the door and lead you to the right church. And it will be different, but He will teach you things and show you things and involve you in ways that you could never imagine. But feel what you feel, Rhonda, because you have experienced a great loss.
Yeah. And you can understand how other people don't understand. You know, Rhonda, thank you. More calls for Susan Miller coming up. Let me read this email from Alabama. Today we're traveling 4 hours away from home for a prospective new job for my husband. This would be a huge change for our family, but there are things we're excited about as well. What interesting timing for this program to be playing today. I love the way God works. Pray for us and for clear instructions from Him. What would you say to somebody who's just on the, you know, even thinking about moving, Susan?
Well, the minute you find out you're going to move, your whole emotion, as a woman, your body and your emotions kind of go into overdrive, and because you are already anticipating that change. And one of the most important things you can do, of course, is to pray that God will reveal Himself through this, and that He will, you know, that you will feel His presence through this. But then you've got to get your, as I say, your ducks in a row. If you've got children, you need to be able to share with them at age appropriateness of the fact that, you know, you're going to be moving. You need to work on keeping your marriage connected and strong. There are all, I mean, in addition to packing and unpacking, a woman has to deal with setting up a home again and, you know, acclimating the children and remembering that, hey, if she's married, hey, there's my marriage that we need to make sure moves with us, and that I unpack my husband. So, you know, there's a lot going on in the mind and the emotions of a woman who is getting ready to move, in addition to all the goodbyes that she has to make.
And when you say unpack your husband, not literally, but
yes.
You're not putting him in a box either and,
no.
And moving him around, yeah.
No, but emotionally.
Yes.
You know, to
feelings.
Stay connected. Yes.
See, my wife would understand exactly what you're saying. Just the other day, she was saying, I need some flowers. I got to have some flowers for this room. I want some life over here. And I look at it and I think, what do we need flowers for? They're just going to die. You know, I have to throw them out.
Yeah.
And that's not that. I'm not entering into her world, am I?
No, you're not. And that, sorry, Chris. No, you're not. But that's part of her feeling rooted. You know, flowers do that to a woman. I always say when you move, go to the grocery store and buy yourself some flowers. That just helps you feel like you're settling in. And I think it's important in a marriage for not only the woman to enter into the man's world and understand that he, too, is going through change and changes. You know, will he like the job? Will they like him? All those kinds of things. But for him to enter into her world and to realize that, you know, she is going through an awful lot that you may not see on the surface, and that you need to come alongside each other. It's an us move. It's not a me move or a you move. It's an us move, and you're in it together.
Yes. Here's another email. Is this our Siri? Is this Siri that used to work with us? No, it's a different Siri. Okay. Well, hi to the Siri that used to work with us. She says, after transplanting from Wisconsin to Idaho many years ago, I noticed it took 3 years for me to consider it home. After about 3 years, I used the word home for Idaho. Before that, when I referred to home, I was always referring to Wisconsin. So there's another person who says, you know, it just takes time. And that's what Susan Miller is validating you with in the book. After the boxes are unpacked, moving on after moving in. Find out more at chrisfabrylive.org.
Have a comment about the program today? Call 877-LIVE-675. That's 877-LIVE-675.
After the Boxes Are Unpacked is written by Susan Miller. It's the new expanded edition. And if you're moving, maybe there's somebody listening right now and you're in the truck and you're just, oh, God bless you as you're taking these steps. I want to call a timeout and let's ask Susan what the process is. So there's a three-step process, you believe. Can you go over that? And then we'll go back to calls.
Sure. You know, I believe that after you move, it is a journey that you're on. It's a journey once the move is completed that you need to go through, and I call it the three-step process. One is to let go and trust God. He will provide for you. He will make a way for you. So the first thing is let go and trust Him. As you trust Him, then He begins to mend your heart. He begins to mend those emotions. And then you start over. You've got to start over with hope. Hope that you know in your heart, even if you don't believe it at the time, the hope that things will settle down and will settle in, and that you will establish a new home, that you are starting over, and that's when God begins to mold you. It's a new opportunity, new challenges, new life, and God begins to mold you. And then to move forward with faith. And that's when God begins to mature you. Because in a move, God is teaching you things on levels you cannot see. It's when you're in the valleys, it's when you're in the pits that God will teach you things through this move that He could teach you no other way. So to let go and trust, to start over with hope, and to move forward with faith. It's a choice we make, ladies and gentlemen. It's a choice we make.
Vicky said that she's read, you never really leave a place you love. Part of it you take with you. Part of you leave behind. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I think that everywhere we move from, a little bit of that always comes with us. It is a part of who we are. It's a part of our past. Whether it's a good move or whether it's a hard move, whether we're leaving difficult situations or good situation, it is a part of us. And God uses that to not only teach us things, but to mold us and mature us in Him.
Yes.
So you definitely
thing.
Do.
That's what I have just come upon. God is much more interested in not making me comfortable, but maturing me. And
yes,
that's not easy. Let me take Nick's call. Nick wants to say something in Idaho. Hey, Nick.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to thank the spouses who support their husbands. After listening to a bit of your program, it made me realize how much more thankful I need to be to my wife, because I met her in Korea when I'm in the Air Force, and I met her, and a year later we moved, and we've moved like four or five times since then. She has supported me endlessly, and I think I took it for granted a lot. And I am just so thankful for all those spouses who support their husband, or the other way around, when the breadwinner really has to make the big move and everybody has to uproot with them.
Yes, that's a great thought, Nick, and I'm glad you got through here today. Susan, if it is that way, you know, the husband is the one moving and the wife is the one that's having a little harder time with it and emotionally, what are the things that a husband can do to help out, other than just being thankful and emotionally supportive?
Well, a couple of practical things to not only enter into your wife's world, and that goes both ways, but it's carving out time together. Most of the time when a man has a new job or he's in the military and he's on a track of getting things done and learning a new job, sometimes we forget our spouses. Sometimes we forget that our wife may be really alone. See, when a man moves to a new job, he's got a whole office full of people welcoming him. A woman doesn't have that at home when she's, you know, homebound. And so it's so important to go on a date night. If it's nothing, then go for a walk together. But make sure you carve out time together. What that says is, you are important to me. Our marriage is important to me. And of course, communication is key to communicate, to ask your wife, hey, how are you doing? How are you feeling about this? Or, you know, tell me what you're struggling with. The communication is huge to bridge that gap. I'm telling you, moving affects marriages more than one can imagine. So many times when you move, it's the tip of the iceberg if there's any trouble in a marriage, and it only intensifies the need to draw closer together. And so that would be a priority. And Nick, I'm so happy to hear you say that you appreciate your wife and all she's done, because I'm sure you have been the kind of husband that has reciprocated and helped her too.
And if there's somebody listening right now and you have gone through a move and you feel like the marriage, that you're running on separate tracks and it feels like you're getting further and further apart, and it could be in subtle ways, that's a dangerous, that's a red flag, isn't it, Susan?
It sure is. And you need to know that, you know, moves come and go and jobs come and go. But boy, what you invest in your marriage when there's change or trauma or loss, what you invest is long term. And so that is, it's key to invest in one another and to make your marriage a priority.
Yeah. Well, I don't care that this first came out 21 years ago, Susan, because it's every bit as big a struggle now. I mean, all of our lines are still going. I've got Dolores in Michigan who wanted to talk about making friends when you're older. You know, when you're a kid, you think it's normal to, you know, you want your friends. It's hard to adjust when you're older. I've got another husband in Indiana who says, it's taken my wife a lot longer because we don't have family right here. Someone who's moved from Ghana, West Africa, to the U.S., and they're going to move again. So who has a question for you? I've moved every year when I was growing up. My parents are still moving. You know, this sense of, I don't have a sense of place in my life. That's another one of those things that we could talk about here. So we'll have to do this again, Susan. You're just going to have to get the strength to come back on here and we'll talk about it again. Okay.
Oh, I'd so love that, Chris. Totally. I'm ready.
God bless you, and thank you for spending this time with us today. It's great to hear your voice again. At the website, chrisfabrylive.org, you can see Susan Miller's book, After the Boxes Are Unpacked, Moving On After Moving In. And you know what I love to hear? I always love to hear when people call and they'll say, I can't believe this is on. I can't believe that you're talking about this today because, and I, you know, I can't do that. God knew what you needed and that Susan was going to be here right now and give you that good information. So I hope you are encouraged by this. If you are struggling with that move, or maybe you've settled in and you're saying, hey, finally here in Poughkeepsie, Poughkeepsie's home, God bless you. And thanks for listening. Chris Fabry Live is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.